We now have the technology to go wireless.
Wireless?
Wireless networking, but not wireless radio.
Oh.
We go internet radio and wireless networking.
Oh. So maybe in the future we'll be able to take the laptop with us and do it from location.
Mm, well, that's the ultimate aim, but... Yeah. I don't know about it.
Yeah. Well, it's the weight of the laptop to carry, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I mean, when you think about it, you can have a mobile communications centre the size of a sort of large book to carry around. It's quite an amazing piece of kit, really.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
You just relies on somebody else having lots of technology laying about the place that you can tap into.
Yeah.
But in theory, you could go to a wireless hotspot.
Yeah, one of these hotels where they say it's...
Yeah, and log into their network and launch into this and then broadcast around the world.
Yeah.
Because anywhere they can get internet, you can get this.
That's right, yeah.
So in theory, anywhere we can connect to the internet, you can connect to this to get out.
What's this relaxed old man?
I am allowed what? Oh, hang on. Sorry, this is all... because the web chat has changed slightly, they've...
Yeah, it's all black now, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, they've also changed the size of it too, which makes it awkward.
Yeah, I see.
But anyway, that's now working, so I can shove that right up in the corner out of the way.
We're having trouble, folks, getting all the things we need to know onto the screen so we can see them working as we're talking.
Hang on. 1, 2, 3, yeah.
Cool.
Keep going.
How was it in Holland? It was great!
It was great.
Yeah, we did have some fun, actually, yeah. We went back to where we used to live, my wife and I, to Uden, and stayed with old friends and had a marvellous time. I took some people a walk in the woods, and, believe it or not, although it's Holland, the woods were still the same as I left them about 10 years ago. They hadn't cut any of them down. They were still growing the same. The goddess wasn't too happy about us going there, I think. She rained on us a few times, but not heavily.
She just sent McKenna to look after you, like she always does.
Yeah. But the thing was, we had a talk in the afternoon, and when we were doing the talk, it was beautiful sunshine outside. Always the way. Still, we had a good time walking around the woods, and we had people.
Keep talking for a second.
Uden's down the south in North Brabant, and we had people come up from Maastricht. Jan and Lieke come up from Maastricht, and they brought friends from there and from over the border in. I can't remember the German town there. Just over the border. And we had other people coming down from Enschede, up in the German border, further up. We had people come down from the Amsterdam area. I can't remember all these places. Yeah, people came a long way to come and see us. It was great. People who'd met us before and wanted to see how we're getting on. It was great. And, when was it? That was on Sunday, wasn't it? Monday we went up to Zeist. Tuesday we were taken out for a meal by old friends of ours who've known us about 18 years. Wednesday we went to a very small meeting, but with very high up people, including the MPs and police chiefs and burgomasters who want to talk about our things. Thursday we went to I can't remember the place called, in Driebergen, the anthropological, I can't say the word, Rudolf Steiner's place, and looked at the trees there and the deer. They all came down and looked at us. We had a very nice meal there, followed by a talk. Oh,
relax, relax,
yeah, easy, that's you it. That's it, good. Oh, that's what we did on Monday. We went for a sauna and a massage. Oh, that was good. Oh, yeah.
My technical problem, not yours, you don't have to get upset.
Yeah, well, I get worried when it doesn't work, you know.
Well, the funny thing is I thought I had it working before then.
Yeah, I know, it's when it lets you down.
It only took us, how long, 10 minutes to get it sorted?
Well, it's not 20 minutes, like normal. My computer let me down yesterday and today. When I got back from the Netherlands on Monday night, it was too late to open the computer, so I did that on yesterday morning. And there were 1,500 and something emails waiting for me. A lot of them were rubbish. That was after the spam had been chucked out.
1,500 after you got rid of
it. Yeah. And so I had to put another spam checker on it to reduce the stuff. Eventually I narrowed it down there to about 500. And out of those, I sorted out all the ones that need answering quickly, and which newsletters I need to read, which ones I don't need to read. Sorted them all out, ready to do it. And then had to go and do some other jobs. I have a program that's supposed to take out this spyware. Well, I have several of them, actually, but one particular one that updates itself almost every day. It's supposed to be the latest bee's knees thing. And it updated itself yesterday, but before going to bed, I thought, well, I'll just run it, make sure it's okay. And it picked up about 30 items. And I thought, well, the machine's been shut down for 10 days, but maybe they've come through out of this 1,500 emails and things. So I said, yeah, wipe them, okay. And then this morning, when I went to look at my email system had been wiped out completely. Really blank. Nothing. A bit worrying that was. And all these people had written to me and I couldn't answer them. Didn't even know who they were or their email address or anything. And I'd lost my email address book to the bargain. But by a bit of jiggery pokery and a bit of sort of backup work, I eventually got the backup in. And it found some of the missing records in the hard disk and put them back up again. So I found my emails again. So at least I will be answering all them in the next few days. What's this? 1,000 for Viagra?
All junk emails.
No, those all been chucked out. I've got a program that chucks all those sort of things out before we start, you know. I don't need my...
Spam mail or sperm mail?
I don't need any of those. No.
They're just a pain in the...
Yeah. I did have a program that used to bounce them, but that used to cause even more problems, so now I just dump them. I had somebody from a bank saying that somebody had been trying to get into my account. Oh, well, that's strange. I don't have an account with that bank. Yeah. And I missed several late night teleseminars. I can't think what they're called. Teleseminars. And the people who'd done it had recorded them, and so I could have the recording because I missed it. So that was quite nice. I haven't had time to listen to them yet. They're both an hour and a half long. But I'll get around to it at some stage.
Oh, well. Yeah. Complicated life, isn't
it? It is, yeah.
Should have seen the game today. Trying to reset this one up, but it seems to be working now. Yeah. All the lights are dancing.
Yeah. I think what we'll have to do, that connection at the back... Maybe we could wedge it in somewhere. If we crimp it slightly, maybe it'll...
No, it just wants a better way of parking the mixer so that it doesn't pull the lead out when I move it.
Oh, well, maybe we'll have a blue tack around it to stick the
side. Yeah, no, it's still on the lead.
That's longer lead. Mm.
what it needs is a longer lead. But
yeah.
So what else has been happening? What else can
what
you
else has been happening? Oh yeah, highlight of the week. Highlight of the week. We went to the Riddler Radio Studio.
Anybody catch it on Sunday night?
Yeah.
Special broadcast?
We went to see Willem and he interviewed us all and did a nice show. And then we came back an hour later after we had something to eat to do another show. I don't know if you heard it. Linda was there, I know. She heard it.
Hello, the dog's out there giving it big bananas now as well. Yeah. Oh, sniff Spotty. Oh, he's got a mouth on him, that dog.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what have I knocked over now?
Oh, only a bottle of gin, or whatever it is. We're having trouble here, folks. Every time he moves, it falls over, all these long cables. Then we've got these long cables here.
Well, you think Rita Radio had a problem with working up and down in the room is safe. I'm getting in confusion. I'm just waiting in the front bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's steady on. Whoa.
Steady, Neddy.
We never had this trouble. We used to sit round by the fireside and do this sort of thing.
Yeah, but then you can only talk to three or four people at a time. Or maybe
just the family, yeah. Now we've got people in America watching this, thinking we're very laid back and stupid. We're not professional at all, you know. But our German friends think it's funny. When I met a couple of our German listeners the other, about 2 weeks ago now, they said, "Don't stop, it's great. We like hearing you get frustrated and not be able to get it working properly. It makes you sound more real, you know."
Yeah. For those of you that didn't hear it last Sunday, I will try and salvage what I've got of it because I missed the first few minutes of it, but I'll play some of it next week. Alright, because then it will be far enough past to be worth listening to again.
Mm. Okay.
If that's alright with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a visitor at the time, and I heard it in the background, and I couldn't get the machine on quick enough, so I missed the first couple of minutes. And now I'm just going to go and fall over.
Why didn't the German fans come into the chat, Dusty? I think they're shy. That's why, Linda. You see that... You see, right now it's all been written in English. But a lot of times it's written partly in Dutch and partly in English. And Dutch is like German in a lot of ways and different in other ways. And it's very confusing for German people. They say, "Ooh, I'm not sure about that." And they just listen. And of course, our American friends, they just listen. It's the easy way out, you know. They find it, they don't really want to get involved in all the typing and that. They just talk to me on the phone afterwards, tell me about it. Yeah. See, the difficulty is right now we're broadcasting in the evening in England, but it's sort of later in the evening in on the continent. But in America, depending on which part you're in, it's in the afternoon.
It's anywhere between mid afternoon and late tea time, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it meant in the
which
afternoon.
Means there's not many people that are around to listen to it because a lot of them are travelling to and from work or something,
yeah.
Just generally not being there.
Yeah.
You know the Americans can't work out how to plug it in until about 8 o'clock at night. Oh, Sniff was barking because he was shot.
Yeah, I see.
Mad dog.
Mad dogs, yeah. Anyway, here's to all of you. Thanks for making our visit to the Netherlands so nice. I have to stand here holding the cup waiting for it to appear.
Wait for it to update. You wait for the little one to update. And it, oh, there it goes off again, and it'll get an update. And... There you go.
Cheers! How's that?
Oh, hello. Is there a couple of people that actually joined the chat now?
Oh yeah, a few more have joined. Yeah.
Mm.
It was nice to find people coming up to me at the show saying, "Oh, we've seen you on the chat line," you know. Yeah, that was good. We are hoping, if it works out right, to get a bit of film from the whole thing. So we may be able to put some pictures of me talking, or giving a talk, on the website.
Yeah.
Assuming that everything works out right. We tried filming the one in Driebergen on Thursday, and it seems to come out, but the problem is, I don't stand still when I'm talking. And so there's a lot of me waving my arms about, and it looks a little bit strange. And we've got some photographs of me in the Wandel Park, talking to people and waving my arms, and my arms just a blur. Yeah. I'm going to have to learn to be like a schoolmaster or something, and stand still, you know. Ah, there's some German on there, look.
Yeah, it's only Claudia.
Yeah.
My chestnut tree has got little white spickly speckles on it. What can it be? Sounds like some sort of fungus.
No, little speckle specks. Spickle specks.
Spickle specks.
Do they move about?
Or do they stand still?
Do they knock off if you flick them with your fingernail?
Some sort of insect?
Yeah, it's an insect on the surface. I can't remember what it's called. You get them not so much on wild trees, but you get them on trees in parks and gardens, things like that. Copper lovely, what they call.
We call it the chestnut whitefly.
Is that what they call it?
No, we call it
chestnut whitefly, yeah.
We get whitefly and all sorts of other things, so why not on chestnut?
Yeah.
I don't understand what the link's for, but never mind.
Digi day book, is that?
Something
Digi
like
day book. Uh-huh. I'm a gardener and a nurseryman.
Well, you should know, then.
Oh, you should know. You'll be educated about these things. We're not. We're just a couple of old fools who are interested in trees.
The Marx family, right?
Yeah.
Whatever that was. It's disappeared again now.
PD net, that's it. Oh, look, what's kind of coming in? Look at that one. So, yeah, there does seem to be quite a lot of evidence.
And I can understand why Red Brother's getting up and down on his little high horse, because, well, there does seem to be washing and burning a lot just lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think most of the southern states of America are thinking that's actually quite serious.
Yep. Yeah, there could be a lot of problems. I think myself, a lot more research needs to be done on this by people who have the time and the money to do it and do it properly.
Mind you, I mean, it could be something simple like Yellowstone deciding that it's had enough and bubble over.
If that is,
or the Canary Islands could sort of slip a bit and fracture, and that would just drown the eastern seaboard, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you'd have a real tsunami.
That works over most of the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Or we could get hit by something falling out of the sky. Wouldn't be the first time. Might be the last time.
Yeah.
Hello, they started talking Dutch and German again, they're scared.
Are they?
Yeah. I couldn't get Pelican's site to come up, he wouldn't do it.
Well, we'll have to try it later.
I keep trying to do that one and it just doesn't want to show it. So.
Mm.
Never mind. everything else seems to be going up and down as it should be. I mean, we're putting out a picture and that's doing something, and that's going up and down.
But we're not telling them anything very interesting, are we?
No.
I'm sorry about that, folks. Sometimes we get confused with all this electronic stuff and we forget what to talk about. Is there any special subjects you'd like us to talk about? What would you like to know? There were two things we can't tell you, though. Somebody came to one of my talks recently and she thought that she could listen to me for half an hour or an hour and then rush out and start making live wood. It's a bit like somebody hearing a program about brain surgery and rushing out there and starting practicing on somebody. These things aren't quite so easy as people think. You can't learn to be a shaman in a weekend. You can't learn to be a brain surgeon in a weekend. You can't learn our job in a weekend. Ours takes 25 years, and you have to have the
and then you still don't know it.
Correct criteria before you start, even. At the end of it, there's no guarantee that you are any good. You only get that with practice, practice, practice. But there are people who think they can do it, yeah.
And I've read two books.
Yeah, a lot of books mislead people like that. They say to me, if your intention is right, you can do anything. And that's not true. Your intention might be as right as you think it is, but it's not necessarily right by other people's opinion or other entities' opinion. And that makes a big difference. We saw a big halo around the moon on Sunday night. Oh good, that's changed the change in weather.
Yeah.
How many elfins are living in England and Wales now? I don't know. I would think somewhere about 60 or 70 in the entire island. There's one in every million people. As a rough guide.
As a rough guesstimate, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, somebody come rushing up to me the other day and said, why do you call yourself an elf?
Because I am one, you prick. What are you?
He had the opinion that elves should be as he'd read in the book, and that anybody else couldn't possibly be an elf because they didn't fit in with his preconceived idea.
He can't be elvish.
Elvish has left the building, yes. Elvish has left the building. Yeah. No, seriously though, I'm trying to explain it. A few years ago, probably about, I'm all rushing, about 20 years ago now, people started a new game thing called
Dungeons and Dragons.
And several of the people who tried to organise this thing, because it's a very, very mixture of organisations, wrote down what they thought elves were, and how they operate and what they could do, all the magical things they could do, to fit the rules of the game. They had no relation whatsoever to reality. But people will read that book and think it's gospel truth on an elf. And it's not. It's just the plot for a game. So get your facts right, for goodness sake. And incidentally, we don't call ourselves elves. That was what the Celts called us. It was their name for people who lived amongst the trees. Not in the trees, we weren't monkeys hanging by their tails. We lived amongst the trees. In fact, they said we lived in hollow hills. The real truth of the matter was that we dug holes in the ground and put a roof over it, and then covered it over with earth to about a sort of roundish hill.
We must try and make some sort of illustration for that at some point.
Yeah. We must.
I'm not quite sure how at the moment, but at some point.
Yeah, we'll have to do that so people can look at it, yeah. What I would like to do, and I'm not quite sure how to do it, if anyone's got any ideas, I would like to have some pictures we could, people could look at while they were, with this show was on. Maybe we'll have to have it on the website.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm getting up again.
I know. No, don't pull it, let go.
You've got it all round your legs.
Well, ridiculous, isn't it? Ah, oh, now you know why I hate this chair.
Yeah, massive cable.
I'm just checking what's going out still.
Are we still on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we've got a few minutes yet.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me try and feed this cable over the top of the desk and round about. That's it, hang on. That's
all right. Okay. So what have you been doing all week? Anything interesting?
No, not a lot really. Making some walking sticks. I've got a few more finished.
Well, we sold quite a lot of your walking sticks last week.
Good. I hope people enjoy them.
Which means that we'll have to produce some more to replace them as soon as possible.
What did I do mainly last week while you were away? Well, got myself a new computer and set up a wireless network as well, which I struggled with.
Isn't that always the way?
Oh, and it always. I mean, you put all the bits, plug it all together, run the software, and you get it working. And then you think, right, well, I'll clean up the bits I don't need now. So you take the old way of connecting to the internet out because you've now got a new server to do it, and then you take out the wrong one, and it doesn't do it anything, and yeah. What have I done to it now? And I've got to reset up all the email programs. I've got to reset. But I got there. So hopefully next time when we get away, well, I've got some video to play, I can put it on my computer and take it with us.
Ah, good.
And maybe if we need to, if we can, if I can get the right USB style sound card to plug into it and take it with us, we can probably do a radio show from somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
So might be, mate, I'm not promising anything, because it might be too bloody complicated, but we may well still be able to do the radio show from Wonsey.
That would be nice if we can, because we could interview some of the charmen on the programme.
Yeah.
So people could see them and hear them.
Yeah, but what I'm also going to do is I'm going to take some recording equipment with us. As I've now got some small discrete stuff, or maybe we can do some
recording shows,
5 or 10 minute pieces, yeah, for, yeah, odds and sods, you know.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll bring you some interesting different stuff, yeah, in the next few months. Yeah. But trying to catch up with the technology to do all this stuff is a job in its own right, I think. And getting Claire's car fixed and getting other things done. Oh my life.
Yeah.
Claudia's got an 18-year-old car, and it costs nearly as much as the car's worth to repair it this time around.
Well, this is the trouble, isn't it?
It's got to the stage of a diminishing return. Do you spend the money or throw it away and start again?
Yeah.
You know, but it's a good car when it runs. But, yeah, where I'm going to find 200 quid for a new distributor for it is, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, no. 200 quid to rebuild it and put it back together. But to buy a new distributor for it, an electronic distributor for the sparks, for the engine, 400 quid, yeah, plus the VAT.
Yeah.
The car's only worth 300-400 quid. Yeah. So, oh well. That's the trouble with this new idea about recycling motor cars. Now they take them away, they take all the fluids out of them, they take all the bits out of them, they crush them up and take them away. But don't leave them in a field where you can go and pull bits off them and keep old cars running from second hand parts, which is more economical and more green to the planet because they've already been built, not wasting new materials being built for new ones.
Well, it's a throwaway society.
Sometimes the old way of getting rid of stuff was good, despite the fact that it often went about it in a bad way. I mean, I can remember breakers yards for cars that were a dirt field.
With a heap of
junk in it. Yeah. And
ground was filling up with battery acid and oil and petrol and diesel and broken glass and rubber ash and all sorts of nasty things. So I can see the point of cleaning them up and making sure they don't pollute the ground. But I wonder sometimes whether they're recycling too fast.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, more should be made about using pre-existing materials for repairing and servicing vehicles than constantly just making new ones, because they don't, whatever. It's complicated.
Yeah. Your point, though, is it seems such a waste to spend a lot of effort making things and then just throw it away when there's only a minor fault with it.
I don't know, is it going to come up on the camera or not? Yeah, that's Dusty's fairy tale.
Where? This thing.
A fairy ponytail, yeah.
Look, if I do it sideways, how's that? You're going to see it now.
Just bit the back here. Yeah, hang on. There, that's it. They got it. Gough Blummer, she's plucking.
What?
Go pick flowers, what? I don't know, they're wandering over here. Awakening full moon, what?
There's the awakening moon.
You got a flower? Yeah, well, I've got that, yeah. I don't understand your question, Claudio. What's it about awakening full moon?
No, when you look at what's going on in the full moon. Yeah, when you look at the trees and the plants outside of right now, you'll see they're awakening. The larch is suddenly pink with its new buds on it, which would be green in a week or so, in a few days actually. You've got flowers coming out on the trees.
Had enough rain over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
No, I noticed a lot of trees are late.
They're all late this year because of the lack of water. But it's called the awakening moon because you can see the whole life is wakening up.
Yes, it's when you drive down the street and suddenly notice all the birch trees at the side of the road all suddenly going fuzzy around the edges.
Yeah.
You think, oh, hang on, something's waking up. And then a couple of weeks later, some of the other trees are starting to go fuzzy around the edges. And you think, oh, it's getting there.
In Holland, there's a particular tree that comes out this time of year. I think you've got Cranton Bone Tree. It's got little flower, pink and white flowers on it, like little stars. And you'll find it along a lot of the central reservations of the roads in Netherlands. It's a very... I don't know quite why, whether they plant it there or it just gets there, but it seems very popular alongside the roads. It's a strange tree. It's a bush, actually, not a tree. But, it's a tree that's bush size. Not like that fella in America, not that bush. It's less than 3 metres tall. But it has a dark green trunk to it. But inside, there's a yellow layer and a sort of red part in the centre with, like, blood in it. It's a rather decorative sort of tree. Years ago, go back 100 years, people used to train them by bending the branches into a sort of like a hand. Can you see that? If anyone hold it like that, like a hand. And then fixing a bar across it. Fixing a bar across it. And tying them in position and let them set like that. And after a couple of years, when the tree's good and strong, they'd make it up in, they'd cut it and make it into a fork for the hay and things like that. It's
very adaptable in that sort of way. Moonflower, incidentally, is also coming out right now, or will be in the next week or so, depending on the weather, whether it's warm enough and whether there's enough rain. But Moonflower is a type of Weißdorn, they call it in Germany, and you call it Maidorn, that has completely white flowers, 5 white petals, and the stamens in the centre are white as well. Not coloured like the other versions. And they don't have many thorns. Very few thorns on Moonflower.
Oh, I don't know. She's got some pretty sharp thorns sometimes.
They're claws.
Well, yeah.
Oh, strange, it's almost felt it, yeah. Now's the time when rabbits lay eggs, according to Albert Hines.
And what, the chocolate bunny?
Yeah, the chocolate bunny with the chocolate eggs, yeah. Although in actual fact...
Sorry, darling.
When Ostra was the goddess in our country, we didn't have bunnies. They hadn't been introduced. They were... hares were her animals, and hares are rabbits that sleep in the field instead of having a burrow.
Oh, come on, catch up, silly machine.
Yeah. Oh, cool, look at the time.
Yeah, we're nearly there.
No,
look at the middle one, not the top one. The top one I should cover up. That's done.
Is it? Oh, all wrong. There's so many. Yeah. Okay. There's so many clocks and dials and things in this place.
The one you really need to keep an eye on is this one down here, but it's too small.
Oh, yeah. Where is it? Oh. Oh, yeah, down there somewhere, yeah. Yeah, most hawthorns have white flowers, but some have pink flowers, some have white with pink on the back, some of them have different coloured stamens, or they do in this country, I don't know about over there. Our wild ones seem to have all sorts of strange ones, and we have ones which are not just pink, they're almost red. There's a commercial version of that one called Paul Scarlet, which is a sort of a modified version that has I can't think of the proper term for it, but several layers of petals, one behind the other. They've taken the wild ones and done things to them over the years. Moonstones, yeah. Tell them about Canvas Sands. Yeah, good idea. Tell them about Canvas Sands.
I'm just trying to think, what about Canvas Sands? But, I only went down there last week. Very wet and windy on the beach there, but very nice. Yeah.
What's the name of that little town by Canvas Sands, where all the roads are in straight lines? Roman place. Winchelsea.
Oh, that's a long bit further. We didn't go that far. We went to Rye, which is just round the corner.
Yeah.
We went up into the old town there and had a coffee in a 15th century pub that was still going.
Mm-hmm.
and spent loads of money on silver and amber for Claudia for her birthday.
Yeah, did you notice the way they number the houses in some of the old parts of the town?
Yeah, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What? Yeah, one side and then the other.
Opposite number 7. Opposite number 5, and things like that.
Yeah.
What's a strange number?
And some of the street names down there sort of give away what they used to be.
Yeah.
Portgully's Lane and, what was the other one I saw? What's that? Another name for a hangman's cross?
Gibbet.
Gibbet Alley, I think it is, or Gibbet Street.
Yeah. Yeah, no, probably something like a justice thing at the end of it.
Yeah, down by the bottom end of the town. But when you stand up in the top wall of the town and you look down and think, well, it's only 600-700 years since the water was lapping against the bottom of this hill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now 3 kilometres away to the south. So there's quite a lot of land that's been built up.
Moved a long way, yeah.
Yeah. Who's a freak of nature?
Oh, I'm a freak of nature, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're all nature freaks.
No, not nature freaks, freaks from nature.
Freaks of nature, yeah. Something like that as well.
We're all a little crazy.
Yeah, but... If, I don't suppose you could persuade Claudia to come in here and show you the large piece of amber we got. Big bit of amber with flakes in it. It looks really nice.
Mm.
But Claudia's an amber freak, so I had to buy some for her birthday, you know. What can you do?
Both their wives collect amber, so they have quite a collection of both of them. Amber has a very nice feel to it. I don't know if you've noticed. A very... comforting feel. Very nice stuff. A little health tip, if you're interested. If you go to a shop that sells minerals or things like that, and you get yourself a rope of amber chips in a string...